Thank you very much. I'm Vernon Jones, and at this time we're going to be speaking on a subject which is one of the most basic principles of all. That's respect for authority. So much depends upon this. For authority is the great regulator of our lives. Suppose we had no norm or standard by which to live, and no set power or authority or judgment to direct us, what would be the outcome? Beloved, it would simply be catastrophic. People cannot live together and survive without some rules and regulations to guide them. Suppose everybody were at liberty to do whatever he wanted without any regard or respect for anyone else. Could such a society as that function at all? We live in a world in which our very existence cries out for some recognized authority we can look to and live by. Without some recognition of authority, no home could prosper, no business could succeed, no army could be organized, no nation could be formed. In life, there are certain powers that must be observed and obeyed, and there are certain principles that must be regarded and respected. Until this is done, we could not expect to be at peace either with our God or with our fellow man. Here lies the root of so much of the world's evils today. Juvenile delinquency, crime, law violation, and a lack of orderliness all stem from a lack of respect for authority. The Bible lays down some definite principles as to what authorities we are to regard and respect. Let us notice just some of those as time permits. There must be a respect for the authority of home. It is in the home that life's foundation is laid. So much of the child's later life will depend upon the start he gets in the home. There his first impressions are formed, and there his first lessons are learned. Among the first lessons the child learns should be a proper respect for authority. Respect for authority begins in the home and not on the streets. The child comes into the world totally dependent upon someone else to help and to guide him. And it's upon the shoulders of the parents that God places the great responsibility of furnishing the help and the guidance the child needs. To the parents, the Lord said, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Can a parent train up a child in the way that he should go and fail to teach the child a respect for authority? Definitely not. For this is the part of training that God wants the child to have. And God wants children to honor and to obey their parents, for he says, "This is right." Ephesians 6, 1-4. But how could we expect children to honor and to obey their parents unless they are taught to do so? It is the duty of the parents to see that their children are so taught. Suppose a child won't listen to the parents' admonition. Then what? Is the parent then relieved of the responsibility? No. For the Bible teaches that proper discipline must be used that these basic lessons may be learned. Listen to what the Lord says in this respect. "Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying." Proverbs 19, verse 18. He said, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hebrews 12 and verse 11. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from it. And Proverbs 22 and verse 15. When a parent lets a child have his own way and does not exercise proper discipline when the child needs it, he is doing the child a great injustice. Or he thinks he's favoring the child, but he isn't. The parent is not only shirking his own responsibility, but permitting the child to shirk his. Disobedience to the parent is classed among the worst of evils in Romans 1:28-32. Children can be lost for disobedience, and parents can be lost for not teaching obedience. There was a time in the Old Testament when if a child was unruly and could not be controlled by parents, they were to stone the child to death. See, God is serious about this, and parents ought to be. And while respect for authority begins in the home, it shouldn't end there. There are other authorities everyone must respect. The home does set the pace, though, for the attitude the child will have toward these other authorities. For instance, if a child isn't taught proper respect for the authority of his parents, how could he be expected to respect the authority of his teachers or others who might later be over him in life? I say it is in the home that this training begins. What a responsibility parents have. But what other authorities are we to respect as we go through life? Not just the parents, but also there must be respect for the authority of God. The Bible says of God, it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. In Psalms 100 and verse 3, it is He who giveth to all life and breath and all things. Acts 17 and verse 25. It is God that we live and move and have our being, in Acts 17 and verse 28. So it's in Him, this God, who made the world and all things therein, is said to be the Lord of heaven and earth, Acts 17 and verse 24. God, then, is the ruler of heaven and earth. Since God made all things, He has authority over all things. Even the universe is subject to Him. Hath the rain a father? Or who hath begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath gendered it? Job 38, verses 28 and 29. There is no part of the creation that is not under the mighty authority of God. For He upholdeth all things by the word of His power. Hebrews 1 and verse 3. That being the case, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Isaiah 45 and verse 9. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay, of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? In Romans 9, verses 20 and 21. We dare not deny or disregard the authority of the Almighty. Instead, He says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And also, there must be likewise respect for the authority of Christ. When Jesus finished the Sermon on the Mount, the record says, the people were astonished at His doctrine or teaching, for He taught them as one having authority, in Matthew 7, verses 28 and 29. On another occasion, we are told, they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth He even the unseen spirits, and they do obey Him. In Mark 1 and verse 27. Christ spoke with authority, and He acted with authority. Yet there have always been those who have not been quick to admit and submit to the authority of Christ. For example, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto Him as He was teaching and said, By what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? In Matthew 21 and verse 23. Who gave Christ the authority? Who did that? And He said, All authority hath been given me, both in heaven and in earth. In Matthew 28:18. Christ's authority was given to him, but who gave it to him? It was God who gave it to him. Not only did God enable Christ to speak and act with authority, but he also gave him authority to execute judgment. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him the authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God, a man. And John 5, verses 26 and 27, if Christ had been given authority to execute judgment, then we must respect that authority. Christ said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. John 12 and verse 48. When we fail to respect the authority of Christ, we fail to respect the authority of God, according to this arrangement that we have just read about. And then there must also be respect for the authority of the Bible. If Christ's word will judge us in the last day, that word must be most authoritative. Christ is the word that was made flesh and dwells among us. John 1, verse 1 and verse 14. It is through him that God speaks to us, in Hebrews 1 and verse 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews 2, verses 1 through 3. We cannot escape. That's an unanswerable question, if we neglect that salvation. Our only hope of salvation is found in the word which God delivered through Christ. The only way we can show ourselves approved unto God is by studying that word which came from God, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. And when we fail to respect the authority of the Bible, we fail to respect the authority of God. There must also be a respect for the authority of the higher powers. Here is what the Holy Spirit has said, and this is recorded for us. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now, isn't that clear in Romans 13 verses 1 and 2? Notice that the powers that be are ordained of God. Notice further that when we resist these powers, we shall receive to ourselves damnation. In another passage, the Holy Spirit said, submit to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, for so is the will of God. 1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 15, in part. Then again, he said, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, and to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, in Titus 3 and verse 1. Could there be any question then but that God wants us to recognize and respect the powers of the land? As Peter said, so is the will of God. When we fail to respect the authority of the higher powers, we fail to respect the authority of God, because God gave them that authority. There must be a respect for the authority of masters. Servants, be subject to your masters in all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the forward. In 1 Peter 2, verse 18. Again, he says, servants, be obedient to them that are your master according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. Not with our service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatsoever good thing man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 8. The Bible then does teach that servants must respect the authority of their masters. The Bible not only teaches that servants are to respect the authority of him who is over them, but it also teaches that the master is to respect the authority of him who is over him. To the masters, the Lord said, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also in heaven, and neither is there respect of persons with him. Ephesians 6 and verse 9. Masters on earth are to respect the authority of their master who is in heaven. Both employer and employee have an authority they are to respect and to submit to. The Lord gives some very definite instructions to both. Wouldn't all of our problems dealing with capital and labor be solved if all the workers would respect the Lord's teaching? When one fails to respect the authority of him who is over him, he fails to respect the authority of God. What respect for authority, then, do you have? Let's get personal about this. Do you fully recognize and regard the authority of a home? Are you teaching your children to do so? Do you have proper respect for the authority of the higher powers of the land? Are you conforming to the ordinances and these higher powers have set up? Do you obey the laws of the land? Are you teaching your children to properly regard these ordinances? What about the authority of masters? Do you have a respect for that authority? Or should you be over many employees who do not recognize or fully recognize and realize the proper regard, the authority under which you work? Do you understand that you must answer to the authority of heaven? Are you instilling it into your child that whether he has an employer or an employee, he has an obligation and must show obedience unto that authority? What respect do you have for the authority of God? It might be that you are showing respect for the authority on earth, but failing to show respect for the authority of heaven. If so, may I say that the greatest of all authorities is God. In fact, all authorities on earth are subject to the authority of God. To have the proper respect for the authority of God, you must have the proper respect for the authority of Christ. Are you fully aware of the fact that it was God who gave Christ all the authority, both in heaven and on earth? In fact, in Ephesians 1, beginning in verse 20, he says that this is so, and continuing through verse 22 shows that he has given him the authority over the church as well. Do you realize that God speaks to us through Christ and that the word spoken by him will judge us in the last day? Do you understand that you cannot have respect for the authority of God unless you respect the authority of God's word? What respect do you have for that word? That recorded word in the Bible. Are you studying it? Are you endeavoring to live by it? Are you drinking deep into the spiritual truths it presents? Have you literally saturated your mind with its great principles? How much time do you spend in meditating upon the precious gems found in the Bible? How often do you talk to others about them? And with the purpose of trying to lead them to the Lord, of course. And what about your attitude toward the commandments of the Lord? Do you realize that back of every commandment of God, there is the authority of heaven? You cannot respect the authority of God and disrespect the authority of the Bible. It is with the authority of heaven that God asks that you believe in him and his Son. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 and John 8 and verse 24. Is with the same authority that God asked that you repent of your sins, Luke 13, verse 5. With the same authority, you are asked to confess before men that Jesus is the Christ, in Matthew 10, and verse 32. With that same authority, God asks that you be baptized for the remission of sins. That's in Romans 6, 4, and Acts 2, and verse 38. Today we hear the teaching that baptism is not essential to salvation. But what authority can man so teach? What is his authority for doing this? It is not by the authority of heaven, for the Bible speaks to the contrary. The like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us. 1 Peter 3:21. Will you show respect, more respect, for the opinions of men than for the authority of God? Why not do just what the Lord says in the way he says to do it? Only this way can you respect the authority of God, Christ, and the Bible. Beloved, in the Bible we have sufficient instruction as to the authority we are to respect. And we couldn't get along without some kind of authority. It is that great regulator of our lives. May we study our Bibles, that we may come to have respect for the authority of him who has told us what authority we are to respect. Will you not accept, believe, and obey what the Lord has commanded? We hope that you will. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I am Vernon Joynes.